Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is the new film by director Tomas Alfredson. He gave us Let the Right One In back in 2008. And if you haven't seen Let the Right One In, please do, because it's a fantastic film, and it's a fantastic story. You know, Let Me In, the remake, was also very good. Check either of them out. They're both fantastic. And, you know, when Let the Right One In came out, it was widely considered to be the anti-Twilight movie, and it deserved that title, because, well, I'll just say it, Twilight's terrible, and Let the Right One In was fantastic. I mean, you put them up one against one another, it's not even a comparison. I mean, Let the Right One In, everything that a great vampire movie should be, Let the Right One In had. I mean, it was fantastic. And Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is every bit the anti-spy movie, the anti-James Bond movie that Let the Right One In was as the anti-vampire, anti-Twilight movie. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is a film that does not derive a lot of its tension or energy or excitement from blockbuster elements. You know, it doesn't derive its fun or its entertainment value from action or shootouts or any of that stuff. This is a movie that derives much of its, really all of its value and entertainment from dialogue. And if not from dialogue, then from silence. This is a movie that spends, I think, most of the film, I'd say about 75% of the movie, takes place indoors. This is a movie where characters sit around and look at one another and play mental chess with one another. This is a movie that is completely dismissive of the typical spy movie tropes. And yet, it's very cold. And I'm torn, because on the one hand, it's an exceptionally well-made movie. It's an exceptionally well-acted film. I should just say the plot, it's based off a John le Carré novel, a very famous novel, and it basically involves there's a mole in the British intelligence agency. Gary Oldman plays the revered character that is George Smiley, and George Smiley is tasked with finding the mole, and that's the movie. And much of the film is essentially George Smiley going around interviewing people and sifting through evidence. In fact, it reminded me a lot of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and that both characters, both main characters, spend most of their time, wandering around looking for evidence. They're both reporters. Well, one literally is, one isn't, but you get my drift. Both films are, I think, similarly plotted and similarly cold in their touch. You will not feel much while you watch Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. This is not a film where you become emotionally invested in the plight of the characters. It is a very plot-centric movie. It's a very craft-centric movie. This movie does not care whether or not you are enjoying it or keeping up with its labyrinthian plot. This movie is defiantly what it is, and it makes no qualms, it makes no reservations about that. It is what it is, and you either like it or you don't. And I admire that, and I admire Tomas Alfredson for making a film that is so self-confident, and it's so well-made. That being said, if I'm being honest, this is a film that I admire more than I like. This is a movie that I really wouldn't watch a lot, if I'm being honest. It's a film that, you know, I'm glad exists, I'm glad it was made, but it's not a film that I'll return to a lot. And that's simply, that's not a criticism of the film. That's a characteristic of the film's nature. This is not a film, I think, that's going to inspire fervent, rabid passion from people. This is a film that is what it is, and people will take it for what it is. Or they won't. Really, where you fall on Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy will just depend a lot on your tolerance for filmmaking craft and skill over narrative satisfaction and emotional depth. It's a film that I would recommend. I would recommend, first off, that you go in knowing what it is, but, you know, yeah, I definitely recommend it. It's a very well-made film. It's a film that I think deserves to be seen and discussed.